Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Well, today I've got an interesting couple of guests here today. We're going to talk about the Papakura local board. We have here the chair, Brent Ketchupol, and the Papakura local board member, Kevin Mealamu. That's right, it's Kevin Mealamu, the former All Black. So if you're wondering where Kevin ended up, well, he ended up in Papakura. Anyway, welcome, Brent Ketchupol, the chair. How are you, Brent?
I'm well, thank you, and thanks for having us here.
Well, thank you for driving all the way over here to the station. It is quite a trip here from Papakura. And Kevin, yeah, talofa, welcome.
Talofa, lava, Anahila. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It's a real honour to have you two here to have a conversation about the Papakura local board. Right, Kevin, so your role in the local board is new for you. You are, as I said before, a former All Black, you're a father, a business owner, and also an author. And how have you settled in your role as the member of the Papakura local board?
Well, Anahila, it's I'm actually really grateful of being able to work alongside our chair and our board members. They're really good people. And so I think one of the things coming into this role was, you know, I really wanted to see where I could help our community and be able to empower them and enable that. And I think through the experience of our chair and our board members as well, they've allowed me to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
So some really good experience, good people on the board. I feel really lucky to be able to be working alongside some really good people that really care for Papakura.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Brent soon about what the local board does, but how different is that playing for the All Black and being a local board member in Papakura?
Well, I mean, it's I'm not as battered after the weekends sometimes, you know, but, you know, we're constantly getting feedback from our community and how we can do things better. And, you know, I think it's definitely one of the roles I'm learning to do better, which is be a voice for them and try and advocate for things that that Papakura need.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. We'll go over here to the chair, Brent. Brent, what's the Papakura local board? What do you do?
What do we do? First of all, we listen to the community and find out exactly what they want. And to do that, we have regular constituent clinics at the library, the Papakura Library, and we're just in the process of looking at having some at the Takanini Library as well. So we spread around the whole community and we hear what the community wants, and then we work with the council officers to actually achieve those goals.
Yeah, that's great. So I know I wasn't there the other day, but you were at the opening of the new cycleway beside the southern motorway spanning from Manurewa, Takanini and Papakura. Is that something that the community wanted?
It's something the community has been asking us when it's going to open.
Yes,
for quite a long time, yes, they've really taken to it, and it's proving to be very popular with people cycling, scootering, even walking their dogs. And just the other day on Saturday, I saw a group of women pushing prams with babies in them, so they're getting out there and exercising and using that it's a safe place to travel, and you know, it's turning out to be an excellent opportunity for people.
I know I belong to Smash Fit and New York Fitness in Papakura, and we're already eyeing it for walking and cycling and whatever. Yeah, Kevin,
The chair was saying as well, I haven't had a chance to get on the yet, but he said it's probably best coming in from Papakura through to Manurewa, because there's an incline that's slow.
Yeah.
But by the time you turn around and look back, you've actually... It climbs. Yeah, it's one of those long, steady climbs.
Yeah. So how many kilometres is it? It's quite a walk.
I think it's 4.5 kilometres one way. That's one way.
We're okay, yeah.
And I did it both ways, so somewhere between 9 to 10 kilometres, I believe it is. Unfortunately, I drew the short straw on the day and had to, I got the pedal bike rather than the EB.
Yeah.
And halfway I was
pretty tired. Okay, so, yeah, can you talk a bit more about the cycle track? So it's an incomplete, it's not yet completed?
Well, going back to the southern pathway, path, I do need to emphasise that it is a Whakatakitoa funded project, and it wasn't Auckland Council or Auckland Transport, so all of the funding came from there. So it's but the other side of it is the completion that we would like to see a link from the southern motorway end through to the town centre via some partially completed pathways, but unfortunately COVID has knocked the funding for that. But we are still working and negotiating with Auckland Transport and the NZTA to actually find a way to achieve that
happen.
Because ultimately we want to see it go through to Mill Road when it's completed. So that would provide an east-west link all the way through.
Less cars off the road, people walking. It just lifts your spirit when you drove past. When I drove past today and people are just walking.
Just encouraging, especially coming out of COVID, there's just people have been isolated for a long time.
Yes.
So we're seeing a lot of people walking around the streets, and they were doing that in COVID, and we're seeing a lot more of it. That active lifestyle, I think it's a great way to be able to look after ourselves well, stay connected with people.
Talking about COVID lockdown, so my office called the over 65s in the area, and what we have found was that the community was pitching in, providing food food support. How did you find that during the lockdown?
Well, the Papakura community was very fortunate to have a number of organisations like the Papakura Marae, Katuitui Ki Papakura, and also the Takanini Gudwara Sikh Temple. Who went out of their way to support people with food parcels, and delivering those. But we're also aware of a lot of smaller groups and individuals that helped as well. And one of those groups was the Kura Connect, which is an organisation that's developed in Papakura. And they organised a lot of volunteers, and they coordinated the volunteers to help with the distribution of those food parcels. So, we're very fortunate to have such a wonderful community that is willing to drop everything to help their neighbours.
Definitely. I get that feeling from just speaking with people. Kevin?
I just think too, like someone that's new to the local board as well, it's something I never realised how strong the communities were within Papakura. When we were under so much pressure and when our community was stretched like that, our communities within Papakura came together, and they to be able to look after our people so well. You feel really blessed to be a part of Papakura when you see so many different communities from different parts of Papakura come together like that.
We found that when we rang people over the lockdown, what they were saying, I'm fine, look, check on someone else, that's what we're getting from the half the people are saying, I'm fine, check on someone else. We've had parcels dropped from the Papakura Marae, or someone has already been, so that's good to know that the community is out there. We just need to get out. If we don't know, then everyone meets my once a month anyway.
Yes.
The Papakura Network.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a chat about the budget. What do you reckon? Securing our recovery. So I'll just give us a reminder what the budget is. We're having this program will go on air in about 3 weeks' time. So by then, everyone should know what the budget is, but we'll just recap. So there are three initiatives, three priorities on this budget, which is securing our future, taking a targeted approach to help grow the economy, ensure New Zealand can come out of the pandemic stronger than before, two, lift children out of poverty, increasing the main benefits of up to 300, and it will advance 33,000 children with a better start, and also forecast in terms of creating jobs of 221,000 people projected to work over the next few years. So, yeah, what do you think of the budget?
Well, when you look at what the budget is offering, the Papakura Local Board welcomes any support and anything that will lift child poverty, lift the families out of that child poverty area. And so to achieve that would be a wonderful success. As you know, Papakura has a high deprivation level, and so, you know, Papakura Local Board acknowledges that. And when I'm visiting various schools and talking to the principals, they tell me that the breakfasts, the school breakfasts and lunches that are happening around the Papakura area are so beneficial to the learning of those children. So anything that can help them. And, of course, Papakura Local Board's local board plan has it's looking for the a vibrant and prosperous town, and we work with the commercial projects group to achieve that. Anything that the government funding can support, and that means we also work with the Papakura Marae when they have the Tohu Six, which you're aware of, which is an initiative by the Marae and Papakura High School, where they give the students six key elements to actually give them the opportunity to go into work, and like a birth certificate. A lot of the kids would not know that they need a birth certificate to start, an IRD number, a driver's license, and bank accounts. Those are all things that the Tohu Six actually brings the kids together. So any funding that's available that can actually boost that and get the students into employment would be very welcome.
Yeah, definitely with the lunch. Good point you made there, Brent. I visited the school with the Associate Minister of Education, Jan Zanetti, and Simon, the principal, showed us around and took us to where it was lunchtime. Kids just big smiles on their faces and saying thank you for lunch. And sometimes it is one of their main meals on the day with family struggling. Also, throughout the streets, I've met people who come into the office who actually say thank you for the $20 they're going to get this year and up to $55 next year. I've had mothers crying saying that is just going to make a huge impact in their family. So, how about you, Kevin?
No, even if we bring it down to that level of like, what are we hearing and what are we seeing? I've had the chance to pop into Papakura High quite a bit, and whether that be the work that Simon's done there, the principal there, but also it looks different. You know, our kids are being fed well.
Yes.
And so the feeling you feel when you walk through the gates now is a feeling of welcome. Everyone looks more cheerful. I'm not too sure if you notice a difference, but I can definitely, you can see the vibrance on our kids. So, I think if we look a little bit further to what these behaviours sort of attribute to, it's being happy, having a full stomach, and being able to, you can learn that way, right?
Definitely, yeah. They also, some of the ideas that some schools are bringing back is having the classroom sit together and eat lunch. before, we would just go, or well, when I was at school, we used to sit outside our classroom and eat lunch together. But apparently these days, you just have your lunch and you go and eat it wherever you like during the throughout the school. But some teachers are saying having lunch together actually is helping the, what do you call it?
Kids be more social.
Kids be more social, social skills, and helping their learning because they know each other a lot more just by having lunch together.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and Ahila, one other thing that the Papakura local board is doing is we have the youth scholarship, which enables students or young people to advance their education beyond the secondary school level, and whether it's academically or going into a trade. We're very keen to see them be assisted and supported, and any additional funding that comes from the budget would be greatly welcome there too.
Yeah, well, that's all I can do is to label list the MP based in the areas to ask the questions. What does it look like for Papakura?
Exactly.
So I've got some questions from Simon already. So he's after the details, and I'm pretty sure you guys are after the details as well. From the budget, we Papakura local board covers Drury as well?
Correct.
Yeah. So we have invested in a new primary school in Drury West Primary School, which will open in 2022, also with the capacity for 370 students. And, of course, the rail station, lots of development, and definitely in the wind there's a lot of development that's going to go into Drury. How? What have you, in just being in the community, what are people saying about the all the developments that will be coming to Drury or have started?
Well, they're very nervous for Papakura because Papakura is the metropolitan centre and that's where we're working very closely with the commercial project team to actually develop that and bring it up to and keep ahead of the Drury developments. But the opportunities for work in Papakura, because the Drury developments are only about 6 kilometres away at the very most, and so there's jobs
in
Papakura,
local jobs
in Papakura, which is only one stop from on the rail to the Papakura station.
Yeah, because that's what I heard about previous developments, that people wanted local jobs, and sometimes that didn't happen. So we'll definitely add all our voices to the development that it needs to be local. Yes. Anything else from the budget?
Is this
tomorrow.
A wish list? Is this a wish list?
What do you like about the budget? I think tomorrow, when I say tomorrow, that's the 26th of May. Sorry about that. 26th of May, we've got the Ministers Jackson and Mahuta at Papakura Marae. So they're going to talk about the Māori budget, which is over $1 billion in this budget for Māori. So that would be interesting to hear what that's going to look like at Papakura. Brent?
Papakura Marae would love that opportunity to actually meet with the minister both ministers actually and show what they are developing and what they are achieving there, because they've got a tremendous social and medical centre, and they've got they provide all sorts of support for the community, and it's not just for the Maori community, it's for the whole of Papakura. And that's the good thing about it. So having the ministers there, that's great.
So you're welcome. If you've got an invitation to come, just if you haven't, well, I'm giving you the invitation. Come along and listen to what the ministers say, because there could be something there. I'm looking forward to that as well. Kevin, anything to add about conversation about Papakura Marae?
Oh, I just... like I said before, having new eyes to, being new in the space as well, you realise how much work the Papakura Marae do for our community. And the way they do it, they're such a well-organised community group, and they do a lot more than what people think. So I think just being able to have them there in Papakura, service that everyone can access. Mm. It's just trying to get the word out so that people actually know that everyone knows that they're there.
Yeah, hopefully with our conversation today that the message is out there that you guys are approachable and friendly.
Yes.
And also sharing the message about the Papakura Marae.
Yes. Yeah, and yesterday I was at the Papakura Marae witnessing the next stage of the whānau project, which is... It's filling in the gaps in the system, basically, where whānau help whānau.
Mm.
And it means that they are supporting their families and their neighbours' families and getting out there into the community.
Mm.
And when we went into the second phase of COVID, where we went to level three, they had just provided... packs of goods that the families, and they just distributed them, and the families found those incredibly useful.
Mm.
One, to provide family time, whereas the parents could actually spend quality time with their kids, and also giving the kids something to do during that time.
Mm.
And those packs were wonderfully well received.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about kids, Kevin, I said before that you're an author, so I hear you are an artist and an author of children's books. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yes, I was lucky enough in my time as a professional rugby player.
Mm.
Actually, when I was at school, it was the two things I loved was physical education, being out and being sporty, and the other one was art.
Oh, yeah.
And graphics. So I was a sign writer, doing a sign writing apprenticeship before I started playing as a professional.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity through Barfoot and Thompson to be able to illustrate books for Starship.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the books we were lucky enough to put together was to raise money for Starship for our children in Starship. And very blessed. I know there were better artists than me at school.
Yeah.
But I never thought in my life that I would have an opportunity to have books illustrated books. So,
humble.
Oh, I know it's quite scary putting your work out there for people to see. But it's I think when we look back at what we're trying to do, it we're able to raise some good money for Starship. So it was amazing.
Yeah. So can people buy those books?
I think they still sell them through Barfoot and Thompson because all the proceeds go straight back to Starship. I think over 10 years there was 10 books, so
okay.
Pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what are the books called?
Oh, there's many, and how it actually worked was it was a storybook competition through all the schools from... bottom of Bombay all the way up to Northland.
Mm.
And so they would send their stories in, classes would send their stories in, and it would be narrowed down to like six or seven stories, short stories that we could illustrate. So they were just a mixture of stories, nice and easy to read, and it was my job to try and put the visualization. Yes, capture picture.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Kevin. You're so humble, being an All Black and an artist and an author and business, now the local board member in Papakura. Okay, it is well with Anahila. So what do you do for well-being, Brent?
What do I do for well-being? Well, I'm an avid gardener, so I enjoy getting out in the garden, and that keeps my fitness level up to a reasonable level.
Yep.
But my wife encouraged me to go along to the Massey Park Aquatic Centre in Papakura to the aquatic classes, in particular the gymstick ones, and encouraged me to get my fitness up. I've got to admit that I haven't been for a little while, so I'll be getting into trouble, and I experienced the difficulty, the lack of fitness when I was trying to bike ride along the new southern path. But we're both also keen genealogists and family historians.
Oh, really?
As well. So
Oh, that's so. What have you found about your family that's most interesting?
Oh, look. I guess immediate family, my great-grandfather, he started the Pukemero mine down in just outside of Huntly. And he was also on the roads board in Auckland and in Ponsonby as an elected member. So I guess that's where I've got, the political bent from. But you know, those are just some interesting things that I've found. But we go right back to follow them back to via London to a place called Diss in Norfolk.
And
I've actually visited there. And then on the other side of my family, I'm Manx, basically, from the Isle of Man.
Really?
And,
Oh, that's good to know. Well, I'm pretty sure Kevin and I go back to what I'm saying to Tangata Whenua, that we're before the treaty, we're Polynesians, so we go back to... anyway, I'll let Kevin tell his story. What do you do for well-being, Kevin?
Part of it for me, I really love being out there and... getting out and exercising. That's something I really enjoy. I think there's different parts to it. I think there's like a spiritual side as well. You know, being able to have my faith as well as a place where I can find peace. And then also I think there's a social side, which is being able to stay connected with family and friends. That's they're always there for when you're going through some tough times as well. It's probably like there's a whole lot of things, I think, that really help with well-being. And when one's, you know, you've got the opportunity to be able to pull upon all three to hopefully find, that I look forward to find some well-being as well.
That's something that that I find really helpful is the faith and also just being with family. Last Saturday we had a village fundraiser. You know, went along to that. People just came just to see everyone. That it's not a funeral, but it's actually just a happy occasion just to see everyone. So thank you for reminding us about that. That really is a great part of our well-being. Your clinics, your monthly clinics, if people are looking for funding or great initiatives, how would they do that? Would they come to the clinics and ask questions or...
No, well, if they're looking for funding, and we have regular grant rounds, and I think there's one more that's open at the moment. It's not far away from closing. But to see where the grants rounds are at, go online to the Auckland Council site and look up the Papakura Local Board grants and all of the details on how they can apply and what the criteria is that they need to meet to be able to receive grants.
Thank you, Brent. And where will be your monthly clinic be at?
Next month's one now will be in at the Papakura Library, just inside the entranceway on the left hand side. And just quickly to note, the Papakura Local Board office, or sorry, the front desk, the public side of the office will be closing on the 16th of June and will be reopening in the library.
Okay.
So all public contact with the council will be via the library.
Oh, so the office is no longer...
We will still be there and upstairs, but the front desk, the public side of it, where people come to pay their rates and their dog license, etc., and also get resource consent, advice, and what have you. That will all now be at the library.
At the library.
In Accent Point up on the third floor.
Okay, at the library. Wow.
Yep. And Anahila, could I also add to that conversation as well? We have some really interesting conversations in our constituent clinic catch-ups.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people will come with some issues that are really good for us to know about. But also I think it's a really good opportunity for people just to catch up and meet with their local board.
The local board, yes.
You know, and just realise we are people that live within the community, and you know, sometimes I think when we're walking down the street, maybe they feel like they can't come up and talk to us.
Yeah, especially you, Kevin.
No,
it doesn't stop them.
But But it's a really, really nice way for us just to be able to connect and just, you know, reach out. And even if it's just conversation, it's we're there for a couple of hours, like 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
On the third Tuesday.
Third Tuesday of the month. Yes. I think the music is going to start soon because we're running out of time. But thank you so much for coming in. And as you can hear, everyone listening, hopefully it's more than just our families listening, but these people are really approachable. Brent, the chair, is approachable. And of course, you've heard from Kevin. Don't be shy to come up and say hello to them if you see them on the street. Thank you so much for having a conversation with me. You've listened to Well with Anahila, the labelist MP based in Papakura. We had the local board chair, Brent Ketchupole, and of course, the local board member, Kevin Mealamu, former All Black. That's it from us. Ka kite anō.
Thank you very much.